girls. Girls, you already know. It's the last episode of I Send You Voice Note of 2022, when by the time I release this, I'll be on the way to the airport to go home for Christmas, like screaming. I'm ready for a break. I'm ready for a break. I'm ready for this year to end. It's been a very intense year. Not bad. Not specifically bad. Just there's been a lot of life lessons, and I'm like, let's take a break from the life lessons. Por favor. This podcast episode, what a way to end the year. I had Dan on. Dan, I know through my friend Holly, and he is Irish as well. He has been living in Manchester for 3 years. He moved out of home when he was 15. He moved out and he was like, okay, well, I've got to pay the bills. So with that, he kind of like segued into the sex industry, online, in person, escorting. He had a sugar daddy in Marbella. He's obviously had pay pigs. Like, we kind of do talk about it all in the podcast. If I was to describe Dan, I would probably say he's very misunderstood. Like, he's very chill, very gentle and softly spoken. And he actually does feel like people do judge him quite harshly, which I can see what he means when he says that. But like, he's literally he's just very zen. And just one last thing, this is not a sex education podcast. This isn't promoting sex work, but it's also not promoting it. It's just Dan's story. So thank you for doing this pod. How would you like to introduce yourself? Daniel Cobain, is that the real name?
Whenever I moved to England, basically, I switched my name to Daniel Cobain.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to be doing some sketchy things. So I was like, right, I'm not dragging my family's name down, if you know what I mean. And then I was like, I just wanted fresh.
Start.
Yeah, like, and make my own name.
Identity. So, you're obviously from Belfast.
Yeah. Well, County Tyrone, but I just tell everyone Belfast. Okay. No one knows where County Tyrone is.
Yeah, so you're like Belfast. And when did you move to Manchester?
I moved to Manchester
3 years ago.
No, I was in London and then Birmingham and then I kept coming through Manchester. And to be fair, the first couple of times I came here, I didn't actually love it that much. I feel like because I was dumb tourist, I'd been to like Piccadilly Gardens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just was like, oh, I don't know if I'll actually like it here that much. I was like, no. And then until I moved here, that's only when I first started to love it.
Okay. Tell me your bag, because you do a bit of everything.
I do.
You do your OnlyFans, but I feel like that's such a small piece of the puzzle. You manage Playboy girls now, not exclusively.
So I do a lot like social media management, Twitter management, OnlyFans management, Reddit, like sort of all the things that you never really hear about, and all the things it takes to like get big basically in the industry, all the behind the scenes things which a lot of people don't know. That's why a lot of people can't get bigger.
The Reddit one is so interesting.
Yeah, because Reddit's such a weird place. It's
very underground.
Yeah.
But it's used.
It took me so long to learn it. So long. I could not figure it out for the life of me.
So if I'm a girl and I do OnlyFans and I do whatever, and I come to you and I'm like, okay, manage me, how does that work? Will you just say what does that look like?
So I would have to start with, I would like have a look at their account, sort of see what's going on and see if it's worth my time as well, because if someone's earning way too low or they're just not out there enough and stuff, it's hard to take someone on to put in so much time if you're not actually going to get paid from it.
Yeah,
you know, especially whenever it's like a percentage or you know kind of on that basis.
100%. No offense, but like, there are a lot of OnlyFans accounts.
And so oversaturated. Like,
it is, especially so oversaturated. Now.
And like the way the industry's gone, it's either you're doing something extreme, you're really famous, or you've built yourself up from nothing and you're doing something different than what all the other ones isn't doing.
Yeah.
Unless you're like identical twins or something.
Something niche.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is there girls in Playboy? Because I would always assume in my head like American, but is that the international Playboy or like so online?
Playboy's every country.
Oh.
Yeah, there's actually like Playboy Slovakia, everything.
Stop.
Yeah, Playboy has every country.
Oh my God. And so with, the other thing is with OnlyFans, I feel like 2 or 3 years ago, it was like a little bit like up and coming. Like if you did OnlyFans, it was like, oh wow. But as it's so oversaturated. It's
locked on. Everyone calls it the locked on OnlyFans babies.
Really?
That's what it was. Yeah, started locked on, and see OnlyFans plummeted. They made their most money ever.
Stop. I mean, when you think about it, it makes sense.
Makes sense. Everyone was at home chilling, horny. Bored. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, yeah. So
that's whenever I started. I worked at Pizza Express. So I tried, I quit like all sex work and everything. I tried going straight and narrow for a little bit. That's whenever I first moved to Manchester.
So how did you get into this industry?
Through a friend, basically. But like, I had always been in this industry a bit from young. Like, I was very clued up from young. I moved out so young and stuff, you know.
15.
Yeah, 15 I moved out. That's so young. Like, I had to make my living. I had rent to pay at 15 and shit, you know. So I had to do bits. And I feel like I just got into the industry so easy. I learned to play men. I was not dumb at 15 or 16.
15 is very young.
Very young.
You had bills to pay. Yeah. You were on your own. So you were like, okay, I'm going to get into this industry. What was the first point that you even were introduced? Like, how did it, what was the first thing?
I think, like, I met, like, a sugar daddy or something, and I didn't even know I was getting paid. I just thought I was getting took out on a date, and I remember he, like, slipped me something, and I was just, something clicked in my mind. I was like, is this a thing? I was like, okay, I'm going to make this a thing.
With the sugar daddy thing, I feel like there's a big misconception with girls. They're like, oh my God, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, what's that phrase? I want a sugar daddy without the sugar. And I'm like, the chances of that.
They do exist. Do know girls that have them, like, even guys that have them.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, it's more rare, though.
So small.
Yeah.
The percentage, especially nowadays, they want so much. Do you know what I mean?
They want a lot.
They do.
What is your, like, with sugar daddies?
Mm-hmm.
How do you find a good sugar? Like, I'm sure loads of people would be like, how the fuck do I find a legit sugar daddy? It's such a thing.
I know.
Because I think
everyone wants one.
Everyone wants one.
But that's why, do you know, like, a couple of years ago, they were so many.
Really?
There were so many. Yeah, because no one knew about it. It was still, like, a bit taboo.
Okay, yeah.
Not as, literally every person knows about it. Every person knows what it is. That's, like, a household word now. Do you know what I mean?
It's, like, so, like, shaggy nanny. Like, it's, like, a thing. Like, yeah.
Because,
you know, with, like, seeking days. A range, everyone's, like, seeking a range. I have seen a lot of TikToks of, like, girls who have, like, they're in the game and they're, like, do not use seeking arrangements.
There's literally like broke men on there just trying to get girls.
Oh, that's very broke.
Yeah.
Do you think in person is better?
Generally. So me and my friends, whenever we lived in London, used to go out to bars and let's go like. We would literally used to go out to bars and we go sugar daddy hunting.
I love that though. Very Lana Del Rey. Like,
But yeah, no, we know. In London, there's certain bars you can go to in Chelsea and stuff. And you will just pick up a rich-ass man. Do you know what I mean?
That's kind of stunning.
Yeah. But equally, I feel like, do you know, once you get a bit more clued up in the sex world, that side of things doesn't even appeal to you. Because it's like, why would I waste my time going to a bar, trying to get so much out of this man or whatever, and just like, then that's whenever like the escort side or the OnlyFans side comes in, because you're like, I can use my time so much more wisely.
So having to ask, can I buy this? Can I have this? It's so like.
And I've done that before, you know. I lived with a sugar daddy in Marbella for like 7 months.
Okay, that's long.
Yeah, he was like the nicest guy ever. Don't get me wrong, nicest guy ever. Literally gave me everything I wanted. But we lived in town. I was chilling.
Yeah. And how old would you have been?
I was 17.
Okay, so at that age, I was turning 18, you're really like loving it at that age.
That's all I thought. That's all I ever wanted. I was like, I just want a rich man to look after me. I was like, I've already been doing it on my own for a couple of years. I'm ready for someone just look after me.
Yeah.
And then I had that, and then I was like, actually,
I don't want this.
I don't want this now. I was like, no. Yeah.
So when did you decide? Okay, escorting and OnlyFans.
The escorting came into it. whenever I moved it. No, from young in bits, but never properly. I never even knew it was escorting back then. I just thought I was like using these men for the money.
Yeah.
Literally, that's what I thought it was for so long. I didn't even realise it was like, there was websites and all this. I didn't realise any of that. Whenever I moved to London, I had a couple of my friends were escorts and I just seen the money they were making and stuff. I was like, you know what? I've lost a ton of weight recently and everything. I was like, I'm going to jump into it. I was like, I can do this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I would say London properly. That's whenever I started doing like photo shoots and having like an actual escort page. And with OnlyFans, I started lockdown. Very started lockdown because I went straight edge for a year. I had like
a break.
Normal, nice little boyfriend. He was like, okay, try something different and stuff. So I was like, okay. And it went from there, really. I basically lockdown happened and then I lost my job. I was like a waiter at Pizza Express and stuff.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, shit, what am I going to do? So I went with my escort friend down to London for the weekend. Literally the day lockdown happened, everything shut down. We went to London and we were just chilling in this apartment in London.
Yeah.
For like a few days. And I posted a photo and it was like a bit raunchy and everything. And everyone was like, you should start an OnlyFans. And loads of people had told me before. And I was like, you know what? I looked it up and I was like, how much money could I make?
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
And it went from there. I literally just started. My boyfriend at the time was so supportive.
Really?
Yeah, so supportive. So, like, he was like, I think he loved it, having, like, a younger boyfriend that was, like,
the attention, yeah.
He kind of loved that, I think.
Yeah.
So I started, like, 2 weeks into the month. My first 2 weeks, I made $80. I was like, oh.
You're like, bam.
Yeah, I was like, where is the £1 million?
But I would say it came, though, at the time.
Yeah, so, and my boyfriend at the time, he was like, I'm not sure you should continue doing it. Really? And stuff. And I was like, no, trust me, it's like a building thing.
Mm.
Give me like another month or two. And then the month after, I made 8K and I was like,
I'm screaming.
I fully quit my job then because I was still on furlough and shit. Mm. I quit that. I was like, right, this is my life now.
Literally, like, adios. Well, yeah. I'm not being funny. Do you know, so there's an Irish girl, Julia Halbanagh.
Yeah, Julia. She's friends with my friend Tina.
Oh, is that Tina IRL or something? She made, I'm pretty sure now, obviously don't quote me, something like half a mil in a year.
She's been killed. She did kill it.
She isn't. Mm-hmm. Oh, she like bought a gaff and stuff in London. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. But
like the other, 5-bedroom house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think it's funny what you were saying. Like, I do think a lot of girls, they'll have like, and I'm not being bad, but I do think she had a big following to begin with. That helps.
Because
I'm seeing a lot of people, and not being funny, and I'm not trying to put anyone off, but like there'll be girls with like 1,000 followers and they're going in, they're like, I've seen, you know, Julia Halbanagh, and then like, where's it's the like, money?
Yeah.
You need, but you have to think, it's not for everyone.
So see, OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I would say out of your following, 1-10% actually move over. So that's your entire following, like Twitter, Insta, everything.
Yeah.
I would say only like 1-10% actually move over and become, make you money.
Stop.
Yeah. So if you only have 1,000 followers, that's what, 1-10?
I mean, what are the, 100? Like,
1-100?
No, literally though.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that can still make you a little bit of money, but if you have,
if you want to go big,
300,000 followers, you're going to make a lot more.
It has to be aesthetic looking. Like, don't be taking the pics on an Android. This is the do you know thing, what I mean?
Like, and people buy into you.
Yeah, it's a brand. This is one of the
biggest things. Like, but I mean, even if you've like any business or anything, if you're someone and you can put yourself out there and people like you and things, you'll get a lot further.
Yeah.
Like, I know ladies that own like beauty businesses and stuff, and the girls will literally just go there because they want to be like a little bit apart
of the,
like them, and do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's very much that too.
That's such a fair point though. Likeability.
Yeah, likeability.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's somewhere where I've went wrong in the industry. Because like people that know me like me and everything.
Yeah.
But people that don't know me do not like me, I don't think.
Really?
Not so much like, because I think I portray myself online as like a bit too,
but this is what hoary and shit. I think but you're like very gentle. Yeah. Your energy, you're quite soft.
And yeah, in real gentle. Life. Yeah. But then no one, people think they know me before meeting me as person.
I hate that though, because I am not the same. You're not the same. That person's not everyone has an online persona. So, if you don't, you're lying. Can we talk about the world of pay pigs?
Yeah.
Because this is another you like the piggies.
I love my piggies.
Don't worry. It's clear. It's clear. Don't worry. We're like, ooh, there it is. No, don't worry. Literally, don't worry. It's see through.
Yeah, she'll disappear.
So, pay pigs. Everyone
wants a pay pig. Everyone knows what a pay pig is. I feel like they developed from sugar daddies. So sugar daddies like started that, and then it went more like, okay, I can actually boss these men around, and then it kind of went on that route.
Mm.
But yeah, pay pigs. Oh, I have my number one favorite one. He's in Australia. He literally wants to meet me so bad. He's like the nicest weird little man I've ever. Literally used to send him. I go out to a restaurant, any receipt for anything, and he would send it straight back.
Adore.
I'd literally be like to my friends, give me your receipts, and he would be sending it back.
Oh wait, actually, I just realized, maybe for anyone who doesn't know, what would you describe a pay pig for someone who literally has no idea what that means?
So a pay pig would be someone that just like, they get turned on by sending you money. It's kind of like
Findom.
Yeah, so financial domination. Yeah. So they just get a rush from it, like losing that ability and losing the control of someone else telling them what to do.
Yeah.
And money's involved, so it's risky. It's like a turn risky. On for them.
Yeah. I mean, people, there's different levels, obviously. There's, you know, like, oh, and then there's like remortgaging your house.
Yeah.
There's 100%, that. Yeah. Which is probably common.
Yeah, that can happen. But at the end of the day,
it's there.
It usually is like a grown ass man, and it's like, if you're willing to remortgage your house.
Oh, that's a, but they want that though. Twitter, they want that. But this is the thing. They want they love that. They want that. They're not sad about that. Yeah. They're like, oh my God, this is crazy. And you know what? I love it.
Not even just like older men. Younger guys are so into. I had one, like, he was like a student. I'm not joking. As soon as his student loan came in, he would send to me. And I was
so funny.
I was like, how are you living? He was like, I have like £10 left for to do me 3 months. I was like, well, thanks for the 3K, babe. So I was like, this is not my problem. My loved it. I'm like, you added up.
That's so fun. Because the thing is, right, as you were saying, pay pigs, like, probably more underground than anything else. Like, I'd say the generation, like our parents' generation might not know.
They wouldn't know. They know the sugar daddy, but they wouldn't know the pay pig.
See, I think the pay pig stuff is, correct me if I'm wrong, but has that come in more with the internet?
Yeah, that's mostly internet. Yeah. You can do, there is things like cash ATM meets, like you can meet up with them and take their money and like spit on them and kick them or whatever. That's
so funny.
And they love that. But they love. That's more the in real life one. And then you have to be, a lot of people that do find them don't even do meets and stuff in general.
Well, there's an element, you're like, is this who am I meeting?
Yeah.
Are they actually a pay pig? Yeah. Or
this is it, or some crazy person.
Yeah. I do think there's a lot of fake pay pigs.
Oh, there's hundreds of fake. A lot. And you know, on Twitter and stuff now, people will make pay pig accounts and see within a day or two, they'll have like 10,000 followers on them because they'll get other pay pigs to retweet it and stuff. So people think it's a new pay pig. They all rush to it.
Stop.
And then they'll sell that account with like 10K followers on it. Do you know what I mean?
That's low-key clever.
Low-key clever, making money from things that are meant to make you money, but the opposite way around.
No, legit.
So people are getting smarter.
With sugar daddies, pay pigs. They have a rep for being very needy.
Yeah.
They 100%. Require a lot of attention.
Yeah, they do. Like, one of my highest paying ones, if I do not reply to him within a second, he's literally like, I hate you. And I'm like, calm down.
It's okay. There's that is because it's the money as well, but then some of these pay pigs.
It's a control thing. I think more with sugar daddies, it's that control thing. Mm. They like to like think they own you and shit like that, you know. It's like, babe, you're just giving me money.
Yeah, I know.
It's you that's losing money. I'm just spending a couple of minutes of time.
Yeah. What you were saying with the sugar daddy stuff is so true because it's sugar daddies are like glamorized so much, but at the end of the day, you're asking someone to give you money. It's not your money. The power is in their hands. Yeah, like
100%. Like whenever I had my sugar daddy in Marbella, he gave me a credit card and it had no limit.
Gorge.
Which was stunning.
Like I do love that. That would be stunning.
I was just chilling in Gibraltar, going to Africa for the weekend and everything. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I was chilling. Yeah. I was living nice.
Yeah.
But he could see every single thing I was spending.
Well, see, there's this.
And then anytime we had like not even like an argument, but like a little hiccup. He was like, "Will you spend blah, blah, blah?" And I was like, "Don't give me a card if you don't want me to spend it."
Well, I have a question because obviously coming from Ireland,
yeah,
to England,
yeah,
Ireland, I don't.
Not as far.
There's no scene, I'd say. There's no scene. OnlyFans is the craziest thing. There's
a sex club in Ireland, do you know?
No, I don't. I don't think there is.
I don't think so.
I think they're like, they have like a few strip clubs, which are probably the dingiest.
Yeah, deadest like, places ever.
Dead, like proper. And like the thing is, right? Okay, you work in a strip club, you're gonna see everyone you know.
Yeah, this is the thing. Literally. Like, especially somewhere small like that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I it's so funny what you were saying when you moved to London and there was like a lot of, you saw loads of rich men and stuff. I just think London, I don't know about Manchester.
Not as much.
No.
People here aren't as, they're not as blingy, but.
No, they're not.
So much more chilled.
Because obviously you manage girls, OnlyFans.
Yeah.
What are the most common mistakes that, like, girls will make? Or not even girls, anyone.
Anyone. Probably putting too much out there too quick.
Oh.
So, like...
Interesting.
Showing too much yourself. Like, some people... Like, I know girls that have, like, started and they've been doing OnlyFans maybe 2 years and they still haven't showed intimate bits or anything. Like, still just doing lingerie, bra pics, everything. But because they've gone about it so smartly... They haven't even needed to get to that point yet. Whereas there are no other girls that's like jumped straight in and done like 10 man gangbang.
Yeah, wow.
Do you know what I mean?
For how much as well, a month, really?
That's the thing. And if you're going to start at that level, they always want more.
Well, this,
They always want more. You know?
Because they expect
it. You need to start like, you almost have to start a bit timid and then build yourself up. You have to sort of hype them up and get them into it.
Okay, so right now, what are you mainly doing? You're managing girls, OnlyFans, and that's fine. Escorting would be your main gig?
No.
No?
Not right now.
Not right now.
That was more of my past thing that I was like.
Okay.
Yeah, super loved it for a long time. Still always have it there to go back to, but not right now. No, right now I'm all online.
Okay, you're all online. Yeah. When you were doing escorting, how long did you do that for?
Years.
Really?
On and off, like, on and always in and out. Years. But yeah. My proper time in London, like, I would say, like, the first year, I'd more or less done it. I didn't do it, like, maybe my first month or two, until I started seeing my friends that were escorts earning money, and then I was like,
I need
to get in on this gig. Why am I not doing this?
How would you even meet people? Is it all on websites?
It's all on sites now.
Okay.
Yeah. Sites, they can call you, more the gay escort inside of things. Everything's WhatsApp. I don't know why gays love WhatsApp.
With different escort clients and stuff, what's the main, what does the typical client look like? Could it just be anyone?
It can literally be anyone. You can get like the most stunning, beautiful, like Spanish man come, or you can literally get like 50-year-old bald.
Really? And did you get a lot of guys who was like, that was their first time?
Yeah, loads. Really? In Birmingham, loads.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
And were they nervous?
Yeah, so nervous. They're always so nervous. Like, seeing those situations, they have to think like they're coming into a hotel room or an apartment and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's sometimes a lot more scary for them than it is for you, because sometimes, like, I've done this like 100 times before. This could be this person's first time and they'd be shit scared. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's because it's a stranger as well. You're like, oh, like, because the thing is, you're such a lovely person, but it's just that thing it's of like you just don't know.
They don't know.
Would any of them ever open up to you?
Yeah. Whenever you're an escort, you're literally like a therapist, a counsellor. Yeah. They're literally sitting there telling you about like their grandsons or their like brother's wedding and everything.
Really?
Yeah, you're just sitting there listening like...
See, it's easier to talk to a stranger though.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. A lot of them are just lonely and they do want to come and talk to someone, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I've had, like, literally clients just come and had a smoke with me and just sat and talked. And then I've been like, oh, no, look at the time. Do you know what I mean? And then they're like, can I stay for another hour? I'm like,
You've got to pay me.
Yeah, but have you got your wallet on?
That's so funny, though. Maddie said the exact same thing in her podcast. She was just like... her episode, like, she was like, a lot of people just want your time. I think the world is lonelier than people think.
Oh my God, so lonely.
100%. So lonely.
Yeah. Like, I feel like loads of people are lonely now.
With the men that you would have been, like, getting, would some be, like, really sus, be like, in and out, like, okay, bye, 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 like, kind of like Paro.
Yeah, yeah, loads of guys like come and let you run.
Really?
Yeah, that's a total real thing. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then loads of them are like, they kind of don't know what to do with themselves, and then loads of them, they're all different. It's literally like you can just get any guy in terms of personality. I've fully had like clients where I've been like, I love you. I love you. I'll keep you.
Oh, did you get regulars?
Yeah, I had a couple of regulars.
That's handy. Yeah. That's handy because you know that they're not a freak. Yeah. Would you get many straight men?
Yeah.
Really?
In London, loads of straight men. Birmingham, loads.
Really? Yeah, and would Birmingham they tell? Loads. Would they be like, yeah, or any, yeah. They're like, I have a wife.
Yeah.
Do you think they're kind of like bright? They're kind of like, yeah, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think
so.
I think it adds to the seediness of it. And then
it's
like,
it's shock. Yeah. Yeah. They get off on it because they're like, I'm doing something I'm not supposed to be doing.
Basically, yeah.
Oh my God. So how do you feel like just with everything? Because it like obviously we're talking about it in podcasts, but it doesn't like define you. It's just something that like people are curious about. It's but it's such a small
a job.
It's a job.
Literally just a job to me. Like anybody that actually knows me knows I'm like really super spiritual, really loving, and like I'm super guarded in a way. Like I just have my close friends and stuff, and no one really outside of that actually knows who I am.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't 100%. Show that side, and online I show like, it is not a fake side, but it is just that like persona. Online persona. And I've been thinking so much about this lately, like whenever it comes, because now I'm single again and everything, I'm like, do I need to maybe start portraying myself more as actually who I am, or do I need to separate it and kind of like have two different lives a bit more, have like a private Instagram where it is just me being like goofy and chilling with my friends and everything versus like very sexy pics all the time.
I know what you mean.
It's very off-putting for men in a way. Like, loads of them are on board. They're like, oh, so hot. Love it while the dating thing. Some guys are even like, we could do OnlyFans together. Let's get like a full thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm here for that energy. I love that.
Yeah.
But equally, I'm like, maybe I kind of want to start showing my other side a bit more.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Because then it does lead to, like, a lot of people not liking you because they do think you're a certain way and everything.
Don't be too hard on yourself, though, because I do think your friends know who you are.
This is it. Anybody that knows me knows me. But then,
I know
there it's is that other side of things. Yeah. Like, you do get looks and stuff and it's like, oh, it is just because of, like, maybe how I'm acting online or whatever. Do you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, sometimes being a bit clickbaity or whatever makes you money. So it's worth doing.
But it's so funny because you are so soft-spoken and just honestly, you have a lovely energy. Yeah. Like you just do. You have a really nice, gentle energy. You said you're really spiritual.
Yeah, so spiritual.
So your love life now.
My love life right now.
Right
this
now.
This moment I'm super single.
Yeah.
So, but I'm loving that.
Yeah.
Like I'm actually loving that. I just love spending time with my friends, my pets. Like I just love it. But I was seeing a guy there for a little bit and it was weird. I was kind of like in an online relationship.
Oh, very easily happened. Easily like, done, yeah.
No, like it was like in person. There wasn't that spark and stuff. We were just spending time together. It was dead lovely and I fancied him so much, but there just wasn't that spark. But online, it looked like we were the most loved up couple ever. We weren't even a couple or anything.
Okay.
You know, but online, it literally looked like we were like
the best.
Dying for each other. Yeah. Literally. Just like cute pics and stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone was saying to me, like, you look so happy with him and everything. And I was like,
not really.
No.
Yeah.
No. But he just moved here and stuff. So I was like, okay, you need to go have your, like, a whole year.
You need to get it in your system. Out your
system. Yeah. I was like, come back to me. But we're still friends and stuff, which is nice.
Mm.
And then before him, I'd just been single. Went a few dates and stuff, but I just know when I know.
Oh, do you know what I mean? 100%.
And I feel like because I know now not to settle for anything but what I want or what, like the energy more that it's I feel. Even if like, I don't care about their job, I don't care about any of that. I'm like, if we have that like energy and that's like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, 100%.
But 100%. Yeah, and I've been single for 6 months.
Oh, chicken, I've been single since, you're gonna die, 2017. Are you okay?
Did you know, I'm never single. Whenever I meet someone, I just know the spark's there or not. Yeah. Like, I don't care about their job, I don't care. Obviously, I want to fancy them a little bit. Yeah. Need that little bit of attraction.
You do. You need a baseline.
That is important too. But equally, I do think like you can become super attracted to someone once you get to know them. But that isn't what I want. I want full fire, full personality. I want it all.
You're a Leo. I mean? Yeah. I do. It's so funny what you're saying. Like how people can so grow on you.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can read their energy. Like when you start to get to know them, it's like they become so much more attractive.
Yeah, because you actually get to know the person,
their soul.
And I always think this, like, especially about people, you know, whenever you're dating and you really fancy them, it's kind of like once you get past that look, it's like I actually don't fancy them
once you because you know, you're like, I mean? We're like this, we don't meet in the middle.
The look is there, but then just
there's no substance, there's no
the substance behind.
You have to click with someone.
You do. You have to. But I feel like life sends you sort of people whenever you need them or whenever you're meant to meet them.
Yeah.
So anytime I'm single, I just enjoy my single life to the max because I'm like, I will just meet that person someday like that again. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, 100%. Yeah. It's so funny what you think about like people come into your life at different...
not again.
He just spilled into the martini glass. 2022 was a hard year.
Oh, such a hard year. Yeah. This has been horrible.
Yeah.
Like, it's had so many blessings, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah,
but
extreme highs and extreme lows. Yeah.
2019 was my favorite year.
It slapped.
That was the best. That was the best
year. Also loved 2017, random.
Okay. I don't remember much of her, I think. That was a busy year.
You're like, I was booked and busy.
I was out.
where were you in today? You were still in Ireland, probably.
I think so. Around then.
2021 was like good-ish. It was fine. This year was
like a building year or something, I feel.
Yeah. I do think
next year's going to be better.
I have a good feeling.
It has to be. It can't be any worse than this year.
No.
And nothing even super bad happened this year, but just like a string of events, I feel, for everyone.
Oh my God. It's everyone I've spoken to. You
had a shit year.
Oh my God, yeah. It's like extreme highs and extreme lows.
No in between.
No in between. You know a lot of life lessons, and I'm like, I'm really okay for them. I'm good.
I've got enough.
No, I'm
enough under my belt.
Do you think you'll stay in Manchester?
Yeah, I love it here.
Yeah.
Like, this is my home now. I've made too many, like, really good friends and everything to astray from here. And I've got my cho-cho, got a cat, got a hamster. Do you know what I mean?
And he lives in a gated community.
Gated community.
Calabasas.
Because I didn't feel safe living in just a house. Because anybody can walk in. Do you know what I mean?
I've thought about that before, because when you're on a ground level.
Yeah, well, do you know what happened to me? Oh my God. I done a collab with this guy. My room's right up top and it has like double balcony doors kind of thing, but everyone in the street can see straight in because we don't have blinds yet. Don't ask me why, we just don't have blinds yet.
It's one of those things.
It's on the to-do list. But I never thought of it as a big deal. But obviously we were getting down to business, filming and everything, and people walked past and he was like, they can see us. And I was like, oh, it's okay. I was like, it's fine, don't worry. And he was like, no, what if they recorded us or something? Hopefully, like, that'll go viral. And do you know where we are?
Oh my God.
Do you know what he done? He was like, can they see in? And I was like, I didn't know what to do, so I panicked. And I just was like, I think they're blackout.
Oh, the...
windows.
Wait, what do you mean?
I think they're blackout windows, so they can't see in.
Oh, fuck off.
And then he... got dressed, went outside and looked up and said, just see me standing there. And he was like, they're not black eye. Everyone in my neighborhood is gay as well.
Oh, stunning.
It's like gay suburbs.
Gorge.
That energy.
The burbs. The gay burbs. I love. So you're staying in Manchester. In terms of this industry, like realistically, how do you feel? Are you sick of it? Do you want to tap out? Are you like, no, I can keep going? Are you just going to take it as it comes?
Right now, I'm just taking it as it comes, but I think right now I'm feeling more confident, and I feel like it took me a long time there, like, out of a relationship and, like, finding myself a bit more and stuff. Now I'm more confident and stuff. Yeah. I'm going to go for it more.
Yeah.
Because there was a while there, like, I was getting offered photo shoots and everything, and I wasn't doing them because I just didn't feel confident in myself. Mm.
Like, do people have this false idea of you?
Yeah, fully.
That's weird.
So fully. Like, and I think the biggest thing, especially in gay community, is... Mm. people think they know you before they actually ever even spoke to you.
Yeah.
You know, like, everyone thinks they know me. And I'm like, no.
You don't.
You don't. You don't know anything.
No. You haven't even tried to get to know me. Like,
and that is the biggest side of things. And especially with, like, having relationships and stuff online and everything. People do just think they know you very fast. And it's not, like, a real representation of you at all.
No. You know? It's a very competitive with gay guys on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I'd say so. It's
dog-eat-dog world. Really? Because, like, females, I feel like, they're a little bit more clued up. They're like, okay, you have to pay. The gays, gay guys, because there's Grindr. Gay guys just give it out for free.
Yeah.
It's whatever they want, they can have for free. Yeah. You know what I mean? So whenever you're trying to charge someone for something that they can just get for free anyway, it's a lot harder game.
And is there a lot of competition between you and the other guys who are on OnlyFans? Or not really? You kind of, it's like, not like,
there's not as much support as girls. The girls kind of, there is that bitchiness, don't get me wrong, there is that side of things, but there's also, like, a lot of uplifting each other, wanting to work together. Like, if girls are clever and they do, like, any side of things, they know that they can all build each other up and help each other, and they'll get further, you know? Yeah. Whereas there's a lot of people that, like, don't. And then the gay community, they'll collab with you, be super nice to you and stuff, and, like, get that out of you, and then you don't hear from them again, really.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just like,
it's very, move on.
Yeah, just like, on to the next.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's, and
which is normal, but, like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like the girls are smarter because they actually become friends and
stuff. That's nice. It's a community.
Yeah, they have more of a community. The gay one, not so much.
Not so much. Not so much. You seem quite close with a lot of the girls from OnlyFans. Yeah. Which I suppose through managing as well.
Yeah, like, I just, even just people I bumped into, and then they happen to do the same job, everything, you know. I do have guy friends that do it too, but again, I think they are just a lot more guarded of it, I would say. Whereas the females and, like, everyone else in the industry is a lot more open with it.
Do you think this industry has made you more guarded?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so. It's also opened my mind so much and, like, developed me as a person, but it has made me a lot more guarded and, like, even in certain situations and things, I'm a lot smarter, everything. So,
do you would you trust people easily, or you're kind of like, I need to get to know you first?
Yeah, no, I have to get to know everyone before I trust them.
Before you go nose dive in, like,
100%. Even dating and stuff, I'm like, no, no sex on first date until I trust you. No,
Do you know what I mean? Because you do, when it's your job. I don't want to say it becomes, like, this is just me imagining, but it's not like it would become boring, but you're like, it needs
to, you know, show me something refreshing. Like, when guys mess with me, you're sexy, you're hot, and all, I'm like, bored. Oh, thanks, I hear that, like, whatever, loads.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that. It's like whenever someone's like, oh, you actually have a lovely personality, and, like, getting to know you is nice and stuff. It's so much more refreshing.
It hits
different, like,
yeah,
it does. It hits different. It hits different, that's the word for it. And then also, I feel like, from doing all the sex work side of things, the way guys speak to you is different. Like, even on Tinder and stuff, if they see you do OnlyFans and things, they are a bit more like, when you come over to mine, instead of being like, do you want me to take you on a date?
Really? Yeah. That's annoying.
Yeah, that's so annoying.
Because it's like, they assume that that's what you're going to be like all the time. It's
especially,
like,
guys, I would say, on, like, Insta, that, like, you follow each other, and it's like, oh, he's hot, and then it's like, nice little thing. And then the way they speak to you, it's like, no, I'm not even going to reply.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me so much.
Oh my God, no, it's been so fab. It's gone so quick. You have a gorge energy. So before we end, do you want to, like, put your plug of your handles in or anything?
Yeah, so I'm literally Blonde Dan X on everything.
Blonde Dan X. I'll tag you in the thing.
Yeah, tag me.
And yeah. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun.
Bye, chicken. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.